Velcro.
Hey, is Kevin in?
Max is calling.
Yeah, it's Nico from the Bank of Cardiff. He emailed me earlier, excuse me, this morning.
Hold on. He's not in right now. Hold on.
Kevin's not in at the moment. Could I have him call you back?
Hey, is this Bo?
This Bo?
Hey, Bo, it's Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hey, Nico, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, do you have a few minutes to talk? Kevin had emailed me, said you guys were possibly looking for a working capital loan, and he was kind of interested in a little more details.
I had mentioned it to him that what we had spoke about, and he was just trying to get some more details from out of it. I know it says we are pre-approved for 250, and it says you can have it in 48 hours and everything, but we don't know what the terms and conditions are of the it's an unsecured loan, right?
So essentially what we do is we put you guys through our application process. It's a simple one-page credit application, and then we require a few other documents. Usually it's just 6 months of bank statements of your business bank statements and last year's tax return. And with those documents, we're able to, well, when you send it in to me, we're able to send it over to my underwriting department, and then they can get you numbers that we can play with, see what programs we can get you on. So that means like getting you actual, real interest rates, terms, things like that, and then the amount that we can get you approved for. Is there a specific loan amount that you guys are looking for?
Well, no, he. I mean, I told him he read the email that you had sent me, and he
Mm-hmm.
just was wanting to know what was the terms of the if it was a loan or what, what. But you're saying we'd have to get. I'm trying to write this down. He said 6 months of bank statements.
I can reshoot over an email with like
Yeah.
how to go through the application process, because it doesn't hurt to apply with us. There's no, we don't like charge any fees or anything. We just let you know like how much money you can get essentially. So it's a very very easy process on both ends here, where it doesn't hurt to see what money we can have in your account later on, hopefully. Do you guys have something coming up where you need the money for, or is it just
No, it's just we're just trying to outlast this drought in the oil field.
No, I completely understand where you guys are coming from. I have a few customers, actually, a lot of them are out in Ohio, and they're kind of in the same boat. My customer who cuts pipes for the oil companies, he's a machine shop over there, and we just helped him get around $35,000 to kind of keep the business afloat for cash flow purposes, to cover his bills, his expenses, things like that. But typically, since it's a short-term business loan, we don't like extending the terms out for a tremendous amount of times. On average, I would say that the loan lasts around a year. But we have programs that go from anywhere from 6 to 12 to 18, and then sometimes out to 24 months. Just depends on really what you guys look like on paper, which is why going through the application process is pretty simple. And like I said, so you guys don't have like a set number, like how much you guys would like to have, or you just want to see how much you can get approved for.
Yeah, we hadn't really discussed that yet. It just it said on the on email that we was pre-approved for
Yes.
250.
Yes. So the pre-approval is co sort of like it's like an average for all the deals that we funded. It's sort of just like we can get you see what we can get you approved for. That's why it's considered a pre-approval. Because it was based off your guys's financing history. Let's just trying to bring it up here. You guys did some work with Wells Fargo a couple years ago, it looks like. That kind of ring a bell. Yeah, so
Tech funding, mostly.
yeah.
I think that's actually a note we have right now, I think.
Okay, okay.
But
Yeah,
I
yeah.
just email him that information, that way he can look at it.
Right. Now, do you guys have like a timeline that you need the money by, or you just want to see?
No, we don't really. We just kind of looking into it. He wants to look into it. A little bit, what the terms would always be, and because I know I told you we wasn't really looking for anything right now. I showed it to him, and he kind of got to thinking, maybe, well, what's the terms and everything on this, and He just wants to just, you know, to read over some things if he can.
Oh yeah, and hey, that doesn't hurt, you know. Of course, this is your guys' business. You guys are split 50-50 percentage, right, for ownership?
No, Kevin and I owns each a 16%, and my father owns 40%. And the business retains, I think, what that would be, like 30% or something like that. There's still like 30% shares out there that the business owns.
Oh, okay, okay.
Kevin and I only have each a 16%.
Okay. What was your father's name again?
My father's name is Alan.
Oh, yeah, that's right, okay.
Alan belongs to you. Yeah, if you could just email that information, I'll get him to look it over when he gets back.
Okay, yeah, when's he going to be in? Maybe we can,
I'll be back in about the next hour or so.
Okay, well, how about you do this? Why don't you have him give me a call? I think my contact information is going to be in the email. I'll resend an email with kind of like the application process itself. And like what I'll need from you guys, if you kind of want to get the ball rolling, just so that we can see what numbers we can play with, which, like I said, it doesn't hurt. The process is very simple. I just have a couple quick questions, kind of give me a little better perspective on the types of programs that, would work within the working capital. What were you guys' sales looking like last year? Like your top line revenue, what did you guys finish off the year for?
It was about 860,000.
Okay, 860,000.
I could bring it up on I got my computer up right now, but I want to say that's a pretty close figure.
All right. Now, do you happen to know what you guys are on track for this year?
No. About 60% less.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's just this year is just really taking a hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. So the good thing about this, Bo, is our program. It's based off of sales. Now, you're probably familiar with like how a line of credit works and how essentially it's based off your credit, correct?
Yeah.
Right. So with a working capital loan, we base it off of sales, so your annual sales. And generally, we're able to free up around 10 to 15% of that top line revenue as unsecured cash. So for your guys' case, we're able to get probably, you know, a preliminary number, around anywhere from $85,000 to $130,000 as just kind of like the basic working number as a, I guess, figure you can look at as something that we can possibly get you. Does that sound like a lot of money that you guys could use right now to kind of push you through this, like, little drudge?
Yeah, I mean, it probably would help, but like I said, I don't even know if this is something we would go through. I think he just wanted to take a look at what y'all had to offer. It'd be
yeah.
If he can just call you back, probably.
Okay, yeah. Why don't we do that? I can talk to him a little bit more and see exactly what you guys are, you know, planning on doing and possibly how we can help. What I'll do right now is I'll shoot over the application just so you guys have it on file. And then when I talk to Kevin, we can go a little more into detail about it and, you know, really see what we can do to help you guys out.
He'll be back in the next hour, probably. I'll have him call you back.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll do that. All right, Bo. It's good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.